This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on role of Indian Navy in securing peace and fearless trade operations in Indian Ocean. The participants are Vice Admiral Satish Soni, defense expert, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
A warm welcome, Vice Admiral Satish Soni, to Akashvani. My first question to you is, how can you give us the overview of the Indian Navy's mission and objectives in ensuring security and stability in the Indian Ocean region?
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm delighted to be with you. First of all, we must understand a bit about the Indian Ocean itself. Now, Indian Ocean is the third largest water body in the world. It covers an area of about 70.56 million square meters, about 20% of the Earth's surface. And the littoral region covers about 25% of the landmass. So it's a very big region. And there are about 51 nation states which are covering. And it's very resource rich. The region has 40% of the world's oil and gas reserves, 60% of world's uranium, over 95% of diamonds, 80% of the known gold reserves, etc. And Africa is the new go-to continent, and trade with Africa, which is resource-rich, and the developing countries like China, India, Korea, I mean, Korea is developed or Japan is developed, but these are the countries which need resources, and Africa can supply those resources, the Persian Gulf can supply those resources. So there is an interdependence, an economic interdependence. And this is where the Indian Ocean region comes, and this is where the sea lines of communication, which pass right under us, the Indian Peninsula, which is jutting 1,000 miles into the Indian Ocean. We sit over these sea lines of communication. Our coastline is huge, about 7,500 kilometers. We have about 1,200 island territories, and we have a very dominant presence, and with that comes the responsibility of keeping the sea lines of communications very secure. Sea lines of communications through which over 110,000 ships sail annually. So what is the responsibility of the Indian Navy, you ask? I mean, first of all, it is to deter conflict and coercion against India. Nobody should be able to take advantage of us through in the maritime domain. And if required, to oppose them, to conduct military operations in a manner that enables early termination of the conflict, and in our terms, which are favorable to India. And to shape a favorable and positive maritime environment for enhancing security in the India's areas of maritime interest. That is to say that we must shape the environment around us into these small countries, island countries that we have, and the littoral of the Indian Ocean region, so that our image is there. And then we must protect our Indian coastal and offshore assets. So we have a number of assets both in the Krishna Godavari region and in the north. Any threat which emanates from the sea, we should be able to counter that. And the most important of all, the Indian Navy must look ahead and see what are the needs of the future and develop requisite maritime force levels and maintain capacities to meet India's security requirements. And not only ours, but even of the smaller nations.
Okay, so that was a good overview of the strategic significance for global trade and security of the Indian Ocean. I'm sure there are key challenges or threats to peace and security in the Indian Ocean region. What are these key challenges?
You can divide these challenges into two parts. Traditional challenges emanating from the adversarial relationships that we have with some of our neighbors, Pakistan to the west and China to the north. They are traditional challenges for us. China's economic interdependence with countries of the Indian Ocean region has increased, and therefore their requirement to safeguard their sea lines of communication. And with that comes the requirement of a bigger navy, which they are developing. And in 2008, they, for the first time, they came into the Indian Ocean ostensibly for an anti-piracy patrol. And they have stayed on, and groups have been replaced by newer groups. There are more ships, submarines, survey ships, intelligence ships. And now they have maintained about 8 to 10 ships all the time in the Indian Ocean region. They have a base in Djibouti. They have a upcoming base in Gwadar. They have interests in port infrastructures on East Africa, in Hambantota, in Sri Lanka, in Myanmar, in Bangladesh, etc. And they certainly are already posing a threat, and we can expect a bigger flotilla or fleet of Chinese naval warships keeping a watch on these sea lines of communication in the Indian Ocean region in the near future. And Pakistan Navy, which was rather small in size earlier, but now they have 4 more ships which they have bought from China. They have 8 new submarines which are coming in. So therefore, a collusion between these two traditional enemies or adversaries is a big threat. That is the traditional part. Then you have non-traditional threats. You see, smaller countries, they don't bother much about these threats. For them, what is important is, are they taking advantage of the EEZ? Are they able to fish freely? Are their maritime ecosystems getting disturbed? Is the water level rising as much to be of trouble to them? You have Maldives where the height of the highest feature is just about 5 meters. And if the sea level rise, the scientists predict that Maldives will probably disappear in 150 to 200 years. Bangladesh has a lot of low-lying areas, and with the rise in sea levels, you will have to face huge human migrations. And there are other non-traditional threats like human trafficking, drug trafficking, piracy, etc. So these constitute threats which the Indian Navy, along with the other maritime forces and organizations and other countries, must be able to counter.
So how does the Indian Navy collaborate with other maritime forces and international organizations to address security challenges in the region, particularly the traditional challenges?
We have very, very strong partnerships. Indian Ocean is a huge region. Indian Navy certainly can't manage every bit on its own. So we develop partnerships. Partnerships with other countries, regional and extra-regional both. So we carry out joint exercises. I think we are doing joint exercises with most of the advanced navies. We carry out coordinated patrols. We carry out staff talks. We cooperate. We build capacities of the smaller countries. We train their people. And essentially, we share maritime domain awareness information with them. We promulgate that. We have an information fusion system center in Delhi, wherein all the inputs about what is happening in the maritime sphere is collated and then distributed to all the concerned countries so that everyone is on the same grid and we are able to provide maritime security collectively to the whole region. India has trains, not only trains, but also carries out EEZ surveillance for those who can't, who don't have as many ships. We provide hydrographic assistance to these countries for carrying out surveys. We build ships for them, we gift them ships, and we repair them in our dockyards. So in every way, we are trying to build a secure maritime neighborhood, not only by advancing our own capabilities and capacities, but also that of our neighbors.
So there have been lately a lot of instances where Indian Navy has played a major role in rescue missions. I will let you discuss those and elaborate on them. And also, what are the Navy's efforts in combating piracy and maritime crime in the Indian Ocean?
Indian Navy has been in the news recently. So though while we have been in the news only recently, the Indian Navy has been at it all the time. Whenever there is a threat at sea, the Indian naval ships and helped by Air Force aircraft are always there. The Indian Navy follows something known as mission deployments, in that there is always a big ship which is available in a part of the Indian Ocean, whether it is the Gulf of Aden, whether it is near Australia, whether it is Mozambique Channel or Persian Gulf or south of Indian Ocean, south of Sri Lanka, so that we are able to react to a developing situation. And all these ships are equipped with human assistance, disaster relief bricks, and they are able to, whether it is a threat from, say, of human migration, or it is a threat from piracy, or it is just a HADR threat, they are able to respond. In the recent past, in the last few months, there have been 18 occasions in which the Indian Navy ships have interjected, intervened, and blocked the merchant ships which have been hijacked by pirates, and they have forced the pirates to surrender and arrested those pirates and brought them home and released. And it's not only those ships which are crewed by the Indians, they are multinational crews. So the Indian Navy has been very active during the phase of 2008 to 12, when piracy was at its peak. it was on account of the efforts of the Indian Navy and also the efforts of the other nations that it was able to bring the Somali pirates under control. And sometimes very decisive and bold action were taken, like they are being taken now.
How does the Indian Navy contribute to maritime domain awareness and surveillance in the Indian Ocean? Is mission deployment one of them?
Yeah, so we have radars on our coastline, we have space-based surveillance, and we develop a picture from all the sensors on the coast and in the space, and that collated picture is distributed, transmitted through our center in Gurgaon. We also have an information fusion center, wherein all intelligence, whether you have something which have been picked up by at sea from ships, that is fused together and, you know, collated and investigated and then transmitted to the other countries, so that ships at sea are aware of the threats which are emerging and how they are able to respond to that.
So how does the Indian Navy support, if I may say so, the fearless trade operations and promote maritime commerce in the region, keeping in mind the measures that they take to ensure the safety and security of sea lanes and trade routes in the Indian Ocean?
You see, the Indian Ocean region, the trade is only increasing. As I said, there is an economic interdependence between source-rich countries and the countries who need those resources. And as the requirement increases, the number of ships which are plying and taking these resources, commodities are also increasing. And the Indian Navy makes sure that we are in constant touch. You see, first of all, we have to maintain good relations with all the countries of the region. So if you have good diplomatic political relations with smaller countries, whether it is Mauritius, Seychelles, it is Kenya, Tanzania, Mozambique, South Africa, all these countries are very important. It's only if you have understanding that, you know, when your warships are around, they should be able to enter ports and get replenished, and they should, collective action will be able to provide maritime securities. As many warships at sea, if there are more warships, you will be able to provide more security. If you have good communication links, you will be able to respond better to emerging threats. We have the Indian Ocean Rim Association, IORA, which binds countries, and they occasionally meet, and maritime security is one of the pillars that they stand on, and the organization stands on or covers. You have the Indian Ocean Naval Symposium, which is a collaborative effort of the navies. You meet occasionally, do exercises, prepare yourselves so that you are responding. So in all, I would say that whether it is the extra-regional navies or more collaboration and communication and more partnerships will make sure that there is maritime security in the region.
Vice Admiral Satish Soni, it is a pleasure that we discussed everything related to the role of Indian Navy in securing peace and fearless trade operations in Indian Ocean. Thank you so very much for being with Akashvani.
Thank you so much.
You are listening to a discussion on role of Indian Navy in securing peace and fearless trade operations in Indian Ocean. The participants were Vice Admiral Satish Soni, defense expert, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.